This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. He is Steve Berman. He's the CEO of On4 Communications. Well, they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ONCI. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Yes, thank you so much for having me back. I appreciate it.
You know, since the last time you've been on the show, we've had a lot of new listeners. And if you would, maybe just give us a little bit about statement of what you guys do and who you are.
Sure. So we are a company that is a holding company, and we are in the process of finalizing deals with many different companies to create a holding company that will be unlike any other. So what I'd like to do today is talk about three different things. One, my recent trip to Asia and how we accomplished many things. Two, our redomiciling to Colorado. And three, the future of the company, if I can, if that would be okay with you.
Yeah, go ahead. Bring us up to speed.
Sure. First, I was in Asia for about 2 weeks, and what we've done with our FMS marketing app has been nothing short of amazing. We have created some major shareholder uptick, and first we did a deal with a major Korean automaker, and we're going to be their distracted driving opportunity for many different things. Second, which we have a release we just created today, which is going to be we are in a dealer network for a major Korean automaker, 250 stores to start, up to 1,000 in the next 6 months. And lastly, we are dealing with a Japanese insurance company, which we will be the distracted driving option, which has been the most amazing opportunity I could ever tell you in my life. Next, what I'd like to do is talk about where we are and what we're doing, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we can move forward. So we are a holding company, and we are redomiciling to Colorado. The new name of the company, which we have applied for, will be called Hexagon Holdings. And I say Hexagon because we feel that we are in the verge of having six different companies within our holding company, which will be amazing. And the first of which is an app company. The second, which is a digital marketing company. The third, which we're talking about four or five different deals on the table right now. But the app company is sweet because mobile media is the biggest opportunity in the country right now. And we are currently with our FMS driving app. We have four or five different apps which are in beta testing right now, and we think we're going to be released very soon. The second, which is what's called a mobile device, which you can track your location anywhere you are. And the beauty of this is that not only can you track your location, but as you know, when you go GPS and you go underground, the GPS stops. But what we're dealing with is a company called Apple Beacon. And Apple Beacon is the opportunity to track a vehicle in 5 feet of concrete. It's a constant signal that goes out, and we think this is the future of what everything will be. We not only have this opportunity for auto dealers with their loaner cars, but not only with companies that rent cars, and they can track their vehicles anywhere they are. So we believe that we have the next four or five apps which will be on the top forefront of everybody's mind in the next 6 months.
Well, let me ask you a couple
questions. Which is amazing.
Let me ask you a couple of questions. Can you give us what we finally did in 2016? Do we have any revenues, a balance sheet?
Yes, we have.
Go ahead.
We finally have revenues for the last 3 months. We have about $100,000-some-odd, and we think we can triple that or quadruple that in the next 3 months, which is amazing.
And your float, last time I looked at it, was around 1.4 billion shares. Is that correct?
Yes. So we are redomiciling to Colorado. And we are going to create a revised share structure and a revised AOS and SOS. And we think it'll be very beneficial to shareholders.
My guest today is Steve Berman. He is the CEO of On4 Communications. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ONCI. So tell me, what's the future? Where do we go from here? What does it look like?
So the future of the company is that we are in the perfect storm. We have four or five apps that are created and are beta testing right now. We have one app that is generating revenue. We are in a digital media environment, which is my background, having run Time Warner and Yes Network. We are in various different store structure and various different opportunities. And we think we can grow this business paramount in the next 5-6 months.
When are we moving to Colorado?
We're moving to Colorado in the next 10 to 30 days. We have filed papers right now, which are going to be applicable very soon. And the move to Colorado is very important for very reasons. First, the Colorado Attorney General is very open to business opportunities. Second, obviously the MJ opportunity is tremendous. Third, we think Colorado is the perfect storm for us because we can generate a ton of revenue and do a lot of things that we weren't able to do in other markets.
So let's summarize what we learned today. Let's go over the three or four basic points. We learned that there's going to be a name change soon.
Yes, the name change will be called Hexagon Holdings. We have applied for that. And we think Hexagon represents a beautiful, perfect storm for us because we want to have 6 or 7 companies within our holding company.
We've learned that we've got revenues the first 3 months, and we're going to succeed that going in the future, or possibly try to. But we do have revenues, and that's a positive thing.
Correct. It's a beautiful, positive thing.
And the float of the 1.4 billion shares, somehow we're going to change some structure there in the near future.
We are moving forward in every different direction to do everything for shareholder opportunities.
On4 Communications, the company that we're highlighting today with us, is Steve Berman. In closing, Steve, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Sure. All I want to say to my shareholders is the following. We are in the best position of our lives, and we are looking forward to creating some unbelievable opportunities here, which will generate amazing shareholder opportunity and also create revenue going forward.
I hope you come back on the show in the next 40 or 50 days and give us an update of your move to Colorado, maybe some of the update on some of the things you're working on apps and stuff like that. I wish you nothing but continued success.
Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it. I love being on the show.
Thanks, Steve.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.